2 Chronicles chapter 33. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, 3430 AH, 612 BC, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. But he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, like the abominations of the heathen, ungodly nations, whom the Lord Jehovah had cast out before the children of Israel. Because he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he raised up altars for Balaam, and made groves, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. Also he built altars in the house, temple, of the Lord Jehovah, of which the Lord Jehovah had said, "In Jerusalem shall my name be forever." And he built altars for all the host multitude of heaven in the two courts of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times, and used enchantments, and used witchcraft, and dealt with a familiar spirit, and with wizards. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah to provoke him to anger. And he set a carved image, the idol which he had made, in the house temple of God, of which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, "In this house temple and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from out of the land which I have appointed for your fathers, so that they will take heed to do all that I have commanded them, according to the whole law and the laws and the commandments given by the hand of Moses." So Manasseh caused Judah and the people who lived in Jerusalem to err, and to do worse than the heathen, ungodly nations, whom the Lord Jehovah had destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Manasseh, and to his people, but they would not listen. Therefore the Lord Jehovah brought upon them the captains of the host army of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, and bound him with fetters, and carried him to Babylon. And when he was in affliction, he sought the Lord Jehovah, his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers, and prayed to him. And he listened to him, and heard his request, and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord Jehovah, he was God. Now after this he built a wall outside the city of David, on the west side of Gihon, in the valley, even to the entrance at the fish gate, and encircled Ophel, and raised it up a very great height, and put captains of war in all the fenced cities of Judah. And he took away the strange gods, and the idol out of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and all the altars that he had built in the mount of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah and in Jerusalem, and cast them out of the city. And he repaired the altar of the Lord Jehovah, and sacrificed on it peace offerings and thank offerings, and commanded Judah to serve the Lord Jehovah, God of Israel. Nevertheless the people still sacrificed in the high places, but only to the Lord Jehovah their God. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and his prayer to his God, and the words of the prophets who spoke to him in the name of the Lord Jehovah God of Israel, indeed, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel. His prayer also, and how God listened to him, and all his sin, and his evil deeds, and the places in which he built high places, and set up groves and graven images, before he was humbled. Indeed, they are written among the sayings of the prophets. So Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his own house, and Amon his son reigned in his place. 3485 AH, 557 BC. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. But he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, as did Manasseh his father. Because Amon sacrificed to all the carved images which Manasseh his father had made, and served them, and did not humble himself before the Lord Jehovah, as Manasseh his father had humbled himself. But Amon sinned more and more, and his servants conspired against him, and killed him in his own house. But the people of the land killed all those who had conspired against King Amon, and the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his place, 3487 AH, 555 BC.